It's time for our Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning bonus segment. We're joined by the outstanding restaurateur here in New York City, Nobu, and a restaurant cast of thousands is Drew Nipouron. Good morning, Drew. How are you?
I'm not doing so good, actually, but it's really kind of sad because we all wanted to be Anthony Bourdain. He had the greatest, he had what looked like one of the greatest jobs in life. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Did you know him pretty well, Drew?
Anthony was the ultimate outsider. Hmm. You know, it's typically the way it is, but in later years, of course, because of the success of the show, he knew a lot more people, but at the beginning he knew nobody. Hmm. He was all by himself.
Hmm. And as you it appears that he admitted in his book that he struggled with substance abuse and whatnot. Did you see any of those problems with her later on in his life?
No.
Any problems with alcohol or anything like that?
No, he really, it looked like he was in a great place. He had a new girlfriend, and he talked fondly of his daughter. And, the show is, just gets better and better. So, it's totally out of left field.
Well, it is. Obviously the Kate Spade the other day, and now Anthony Bourdain, when we saw it pop up on CNN, it was like, wow. I mean, were you just bowled over as well?
Yeah, because also I guess it happened in France. Mm-hmm. And Eric Repair apparently found him, and
the
Eric
owner of Bernadette.
Well. Yeah, the chef of the Bernadette. And I'll find out what happens. It's just right now, it's almost like it's not possible. I mean, really. But
Drew, can I ask you about can I ask you about the lifestyle though of chefs and restaurant owners? Just up all night long. Probably a lot of drinking.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, does it take its toll on people who work in the restaurant business?
Anthony, in the later years, he really wasn't obviously operating as a chef, but in general, the business is grueling. The hours are ridiculous. You're working when everyone's playing. On the holidays and whatnot. And I have the Tribeca Grill for 28 years. I had two chefs in the first 21 years. Now, it's very hard. We're looking to keep somebody who's, sober and cooks good. It's not the easiest task in the world. So, you're right. I mean, it's very difficult, very tough.
Before you run, Drew, one time I called you in recent years, I was trying to get a reservation at Nobu on 57th Street.
Right.
I call you on the phone. You pick up. Oh, you just got off the phone in Paris. You were going to see Bruce Springsteen. But the irony of that night, of course, you got the family reservation, so I thank you. But the irony of that night, the next table was Harvey Weinstein that night.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you must have known Harvey at the Tribeca Grill. He must have been a regular.
His offices were there.
That's a whole nother ball. Actually, what's unbelievable is that there's just 2 minutes before we're speaking, I got a call from Springsteen. Today's their anniversary, Patty and Bruce. So I'm making a cake for them today. So.
Terrific.
You got to find that one.
Thanks, Bruce. Always a pleasure talking to you, Drew. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.